This film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit this screen, to run in the time allotted, and edited for content. Paramount Pictures presents production. A film by Peter Siegel. A chubby young boy climbs down from a treehouse and runs to his home. The young boy promptly runs straight into the door. Starring Chris Farley and David Spade in Tommy Boy. Carrying his books and lunch, he runs across the front lawn of his huge home. He gets caught as the sprinklers go off. Seeing he's late, he runs through someone's yard, dropping his history book behind him. Co-starring Bo Derek as Beverly. A dog starts chasing him. His lunch falls out. It grabs the dog's attention. The school bus drives off without him, with Dan Aykroyd as Zelinsky.
Wait again, Tommy? You're pathetic.
Shut up, Richard.
As Tommy runs after the bus, all he manages to catch is a face full of exhaust. Years later, in college, an older Tommy misses another bus. He tries to catch up by running through another person's yard. But now, there's a fence being put up. And Brian Dennehy as Big Tom. He almost mows down a skittish student. He cringes as he runs past. He keeps running and stops.
Hi, how are you?
He speaks to a couple of girls, then, seeing what time it is, he starts running again. He keeps running, stops to catch his breath, then finally makes his way to the door of a school building. He tries the door, it won't open. He yells through the window because he's so late. Another student walks up and opens the door right next to him. He walks in. The professor hands out the exam booklets to the class. When he gets to Tommy, he can't help but look a little disgusted. Tommy reads History 201, Final. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and blank Hancock were all framers of the Constitution. Tommy writes in Herbie Hancock.
All right. Come on.
Looks good to me.
He looks pleased with himself. The test scores are posted.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey, I got it.
Sorry. Pardon me. Can I just check this out? D plus. Oh, my God. I passed. I passed. Oh, man. I got a D plus. I'm going to graduate. I wish we'd known each other. This is a little awkward. I'm going to graduate.
He hugs students and then does clumsy cartwheels down the hall. Sandusky, Ohio. A plane lands. Along with the other passengers, Tommy disembarks.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Or later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5 six, seven, eight.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Don't. Not here. Not now.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors. Oh, that has to be you.
Tommy's luggage is a garbage bag wrapped with duct tape.
Spray that thing for bugs?
Directed by Peter Siegel. Richard drives Tommy through Sandusky in a classic restored convertible. They head through the center of town with buildings on both sides. After going through town, they end up in the industrial area of town. They pass empty buildings on both sides.
Hey, what happened to the tire plant?
Shut it down last month. Hey, would you mind not eating in the car? It's kind of a rule.
Still got your GGX car, huh?
Yep. And I dropped in a 440 Magnum with a six-pack. You hang on to a car this cherry. Kind of like your suitcase.
Kind of like your suitcase. Hey, what's new with the old gang from high school?
I don't know, Tommy. I didn't really like the old gang from high school.
They finally pull into the Callahan plant, the only remaining factory in the area.
Don't tell me the bank thinks we need to wait it out. Any business that tries to wait it out will be just that, out. In auto parts, you're either growing or you're dying. There ain't no third direction.
Tom, you're talking about a huge loan. Maybe instead of borrowing, you should take on a partner.
No. This always has been, always will be, a family firm. My grandfather founded it in 21. My father kept it running during the Depression. My Aunt Eileen ran it when he went away to war, and someday my son will run it.
Hey, Dad.
Tommy!
Father and son size each other up. Then hug excitedly.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Mr. Big Time College Grad, huh?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Hi, you're looking great, kid.
Thanks, Mr. Rittenhour. How you doing, Mr. Riley?
Oh, real good, real good. I had a kidney removed last April, but I still have the other one.
You remember Mr. Gilmore from the bank.
Yeah, nice to see you again, sir.
How are you?
Listen, why don't you come out on the floor with us? Yeah, Gilmore needs reminding of why he does business with us. Listen, Richard,
Run these figures by accounting. No problem. My fellow nerds and I will retire to the nerdery with our calculators. We should have something for you by this afternoon.
Hard hats, gentlemen.
You get hit in the head without wearing one of these, they scoop your brains out with a damn soup ladle.
Tommy nods to Mr. Gilmore that's true.
Hey, they're alive, low bridge.
They all duck under a forklift, except Tommy.
Son of a...
You all right, Tommy?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
Danny, how's that new son-in-law?
He's a real pain in the butt. Hey, Tommy, you're back. The way to go on that B+.
Hey, thanks, Danny. Looking good, man.
The factory workers crank out the various kinds of auto parts. They all stop what they're doing to welcome Tommy back like an old friend.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. How you doing? Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Tommy, welcome home, buddy.
Come, look at that.
What are you doing on the floor?
Yeah, I was going crazy on the loading dock, so your dad moved me in here.
Hey, what is this thing?
It's a buffer. I take all filters that need smoothing and give them a quick zap.
Cool. Can I try one?
Help yourself.
Tommy gets behind the buffer, but ends up launching the filter off a couple of walls, finally sending it through the skylight in the roof.
Nice distance.
Tommy! Come on, let's go!
Yes, sir. See ya.
There she is, Ron. My dream. This, my friend, is our new brake pad division and the future of Callahan Auto.
Quite a sight, Tom.
This is awesome!
You say these brake pads are going to revolutionize the industry?
Composed of high-grade steel and graphite.
And a damn Rolls-Royce of brake pads, that's what they are. I get tears in my eyes just thinking about it.
Tommy walks around. He presses a button and switches on an assembly line of suspended hooks.
You're coming off fast. How you doing?
I need fresh capital for material, for a new workforce, before I can turn these machines on.
Look out.
He's talking to the hooks. He takes one to the face.
Now in 23 years, have I ever said no to you, huh?
Well, why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
Tommy spars kung fu style against the oncoming hooks. The other men stare at him.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder.
Okay, Tom, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, left.
Can I open my eyes now, Dad?
I told you you'd have to close them in the first place, son. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, open them up.
That's my name.
Yeah, that's your new office now, college grad. Go on in there.
Awesome. Hey, there's even a fridge. This is great. You can put 6 packs of soda in here, milk, yogurt. You can put candy bars in the freezer.
Anything that you want to keep cool.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock. Yay. Richard, check out my new office.
You have a window. And why shouldn't you? You've been here 10 minutes.
Now, look, son, these are our new catalogs. Get to know them. They're important. Richard, would you promise me you'll look after Tommy Boy here till he gets his feet wet?
Sure. And thanks for choosing me.
Now, don't forget, we're going home early today. I got another surprise for you.
Cool. Thanks, Dad.
It's called reading. Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together as a sentence. Take Tylenol for any headaches. Might offer any cramps.
Shut up.
A Greyhound bus pulls into Sandusky. A man gets off. He takes a swig of milk. A little kid makes a face through a window. But the man stops that with a pound to the window. He finishes his milk and tosses the carton into a passing stroller. The Callahans arrive home at their estate.
Can I have my eyes now, Dad?
For God's sake, son, will you quit covering your damn eyes?
Holy shnikes.
A beautiful woman in a small black bikini slowly begins to climb out of the swimming pool.
Is that for me?
No, son, that's for me.
Oh, man. Dad, she's like a 10.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
This must be Tommy. Are you Tommy?
I'm Tommy.
I'm Beverly, and you are just adorable.
Nah. Son, I got an announcement to make.
Tom, I've asked Beverly to be my wife.
Whoa! Man!
What'd she say?
It's so cool that you're getting married Saturday. So where'd you guys meet?
He goes for me. We met at that Fat Farm Spa Resort thing. Beverly was one of the trainers. In fact, she was the only one of the trainers I didn't want to plant 6 feet under a lettuce patch.
Wait till you hear this.
Wait till you hear this, Tommy.
She's got a son.
He worked at the spa, too. I met him. He's a terrific guy. You're really going to like him. He's coming here today for the wedding.
Tommy, it sounds funny saying this, but my son is going to be your new brother.
Brother? I'm going to have a brother? I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, brother!
It's the guy from the bus.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
Tommy gives him a bear hug. Later that night, Tommy and Paul drive into town.
I can't believe I have a whole new family. This is awesome.
Yeah, great. I hope it's okay for me to say this, but your mom is hot.
I'm honored. So is there anything to do in this town besides eat?
Tons of stuff. Late night pitch and putt. We go to the livestock auction and cruise the 4-H babes. Throw stuff off the bridge. What do you feel like doing?
I don't know. Some a little more dangerous.
Sure. All you can handle, bro.
Look at them there. Pretty maids all in a row.
I want the one on the left. She's perfect. Which one you want? Huh? Huh?
Okay. Does it make a difference?
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Is this your first time?
Yeah, Tommy, it is.
God, you're gonna remember this the rest of your life. Can't believe you've never been cow tipping before. Get ready to live.
Shh. She's sleeping. What you do is you put your shoulder into her and you push.
And?
They fall over.
And this doesn't strike you as kind of dumb?
We're family. We're going to be doing lots of dumb stuff together. Wait till Christmas. You keep your feet shoulder width apart. Stay between the udder and the hock. It's a 32 belly option on two, on two. Ready?
Tommy slips in the mud. The cow steps on his head, pushing it deeper into the muck.
Holy shnikes!
Stampede.
Get off my property! Run for it! Run for it!
Paul trips.
I'll save you, brother!
I'm okay! Get away from
get
me!
Get off!
I can walk!
I love you!
Another day at the Callahan Auto Parts Factory. The assembly line keeps cranking out filter after filter.
Morning, Richard.
Hi.
Richard walks over to Tommy Boy's office.
La, la,
Richard walks
la,
in on
Luke.
Tommy talking into his fan.
Luke, I am your father.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time. Look, your father wants you to check out the delay problems we're having at the loading docks. Now, I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
That was from Star Wars.
I know.
RT, I think I figured out the problem. This order's going to Columbus. That's a one-day delivery, but you've got it marked down for two.
That's because it's going to Columbus, Georgia, not Columbus, Ohio. You see these letters by the city? That's called a state. What else you got, Wonder Boy?
That's pretty much it for now.
Hey, Tommy, maybe you should go back to college for another 7 years and study a globe.
Tommy Callahan?
Huh?
Michelle Brock, Chaparral High, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I sat next to you in history. You work here? It's so bizarre that you work here.
Come on in. Forget about RT. He's just ticked off because he recently found out what a loser he is.
What a loser he is.
It takes Tommy two tries to get through the door.
Hey, nice. How come we don't put the files in the file cabinets?
I don't like file cabinets.
Why not?
You have to open them. I've got my own system. Hasn't failed me yet. All the shipping orders go through me, which means I spend about half of my pathetically anal life in here. So if I couldn't do things my own way, I'd probably freak out and blow up the whole town.
A pneumatic tube system.
Cool. Hey, remember your brother Dwayne? Whatever happened to him? We used to go to Safeway all the time and get caught trying to steal donuts.
He's a cop. He had to get a real job when my parents moved to Cuyahoga Falls.
Wow.
The two share an awkward pause. Michelle grabs some donuts.
Want one?
I'd better not. I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
How about some coffee?
I'd love some.
It's now Saturday. Workers prepare the Callahan home for the wedding.
Man, I bet half the town's here. You look great, Dad.
You look good too, Tommy boy. Listen, Tommy, this marriage thing, I know it's a big step, but you know, you see, ever since your mom died, look, Tommy, something about getting old and being alone. You know what I mean? Something.
Dad.
Richard slides in.
It's cool.
you know? I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, I know you do. And I am, kid.
I am happy, dummy boy.
They're ready for you, sir.
Good. Well, we're ready, too. So, how do we look?
Chubby? I think that's the champagne talking.
The Callahan boys head outside.
And so these vows are held sacred from now until eternity. If there's any person who finds a reason these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace.
You kidding? Go get him, Tom!
Yeah. Now, by the powers vested in me by the state of Ohio, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Big Tom and Beverly share a kiss.
Yeah! I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Richard records the reception on his camcorder.
If I beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Hey, guys.
Oh, now look.
Say something to the bride and groom.
Hey, Dad and Beverly. This is Michelle Brock, the prettiest gal in Sandusky. Michelle, say a little something into the camera.
A little something into the camera.
Sounds good, Tom, but I'd like to take a look at your operation before I commit.
Fair enough, Doug. Of course, I could get a hell of a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a bull, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
And you guarantee everything you sell.
You know, I could guarantee you all day long, but we both know a guarantee is only as good as the man who writes it.
Sounds good, Tom. I'll send the contract next week.
Good man, good man.
Still the best, Tom.
Eight whiskey sours and still sell the son of a buck.
Damn, I'm good.
I just want to tell you, you really look dynamite today, Beverly.
Yeah, Tom, you are a lucky man. Boy, but I like to get some of that.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. No, listen, Richard, you got an edit button on that thing?
It'll cost you.
Come here. Come here, you little...
All right. Hold on a second, folks. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it works.
Listen, I want to thank you all for coming today to welcome two new Callahans to the family. My beautiful wife, Beverly, and my new son, Paul. I feel like the luckiest man in the world today. Hit it! But right now, I'm going to need you, Tommy boy, to get this place going.
Oh, for me, Dad?
Yeah, you, Tommy boy. Get him.
Dad, I really don't think... Okay.
First rocket taking Tommy boy.
Treat me wrong. Come and love me, baby, all night long.
Catch the fire, Tommy boy. Catch the fire.
Oh, all right now. Tell me what I say.
Second rock of me. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to twist that thing. Oh, oh.
That's right, Dad.
Hey, hey.
Come on now, Dad.
All right.
Paul looks on, bored. Big Tom pulls Beverly up to dance, but he quickly collapses.
Dad?
Somebody call 911!
The crowd gathers around Big Tom's body. When they all step back, it reveals that they are now attending his funeral.
There's not much more we can say, really. We've lost someone we love, and it hurts. Even though Tom is gone, he'll remain in our lives forever. Comforting us, making us laugh, and watching over us.
The other mourners soon leave. Only Tommy and Richard stay behind. Tommy and Michelle sit in a sailboat out on a small lake.
My dad gave me this boat. We'd come out here late at night when there's no one else on the lake, and then he'd be over there on the shore and he'd yell, "Quit playing with your dinghy." I'm gonna really miss him.
Your father was a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you brought me out here.
Can't believe you wanted to.
Although it's pretty fun. If we had some wind.
Can't believe there's no wind. You need wind, because it,
helps push the sail.
Yeah.
So, what are you gonna do now?
I don't know. But I gotta do something. And I don't know what. Man, do I sound like an idiot.
No.
Sorry about this wind. I can't believe there isn't any wind out here. This is ridiculous.
No, it's great. It's very peaceful.
Three boys on shore.
Hey, Tomo! You ain't moving!
Yeah, need a little wind here.
No, you need to drop a couple hundred pounds, Blimp.
Rascals. I guess that's your theory.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hey, your sail is limp, like James.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk.
Jeez. You were saying?
Hey, Gilligan, did you eat the skipper?
You better pray to the god of skinny punks that this wind doesn't pick up, because I'll come over there.
Jeepers, creepers. Those guys keep interrupting us. I'm sorry about that. You were saying about the,
Hey, lady! Look out! There's a fat whale on your bow! Yeah! Free Willy!
Listen up, you little spazoids! I know where you live, and I've seen where you sleep. I swear to everything holy that your mothers will cry when they see what I've done to you!
And with that, the three boys run away.
I was just kidding. I have no idea where they live.
That was awesome.
At a meeting of the Callahan Board of Directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. Zelensky Industries has an offer on the table to buy us out. But as you realize, Callahan has been family-owned since Tommy's great-grandfather laid the first brick. And I'll be damned if that's going to change on my watch.
Frank, if we sell while our value is still high, everyone who owns stock in this company stands to make a lot of money. That, of course, includes you, Mrs. Callahan, now that you and Tommy are the primary shareholders.
It seems vulgar to think about money at a time like this.
I don't want to hear the word sell again. But, Ron, we do need that loan to keep us afloat until we figure things out.
I'm sorry, Frank. We can't do it. Tom got in way over his head when he built the new brake pad division. The bank just can't take a chance in putting up any more money. Now, let's face it. When Big Tom died, Callahan Auto may have died with him.
If this factory goes under, the whole town goes under.
And that's when the whores come in.
Here we go.
Excuse me, what was that?
Men laying their trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
Frank, I really don't think we have any choice.
Maybe I can help. I'll give you everything I've got. My house, the stock. If I give you that stuff as collateral, then will you give us that loan?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Wait a second. What are you saying, Tommy? You just want to hand over your inheritance?
Right. If it'll help get the brake pads going. My dad said the new pads were the future, Callahan.
But who's going to sell them?
Tommy slowly raises his hand.
I will. I'll go on my dad's sales trip.
I'll be damned. Whores running around doing their little behind shake for the menfolk.
I kind of like her idea.
Once during the war, I visited a prostitute, and my life has been a living hell ever since.
Now, hold on a minute. Do we really want to put the future of the company in Tommy's hands?
We're running low on options here, Ted. I can hold off Zelensky for a couple of weeks. What do we got to lose?
How about the jobs of 300 people? No offense, Tommy, but you don't know the first thing about brake pads.
Hey, I know I'm probably not the answer you guys are looking for. But I feel like I gotta do something. You're right. I don't know much about this stuff.
He looks over at Richard.
But he does.
Oh, no.
That's right. Richard knows more about brake pads than anyone in here. And since you were my dad's right-hand man,
I'd say he had the rest of the year pretty much wide open.
Tommy eats some French fries, then squirts ketchup straight into his mouth.
Ugh, I can actually hear you getting fatter. Hey, what'd I say about eating in the car anyway?
That it's not good because it spoils your dinner?
Hey, Tommy, this is not a vacation for me. I'm out here against my will, so the least you can do is pretend to work. Okay? Now let's review.
Okay, you're right. Review time. Let's do it up. Feed me.
First, what are the three grades of Callahan brake pads?
Personal, commercial, and agricultural.
And what is our carrying charge for all the merchandise in the warehouse?
Oh, man.
1.5%.
I knew that. Why can't I remember it?
Try an association. Like, let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain. How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong resin.
The two meet with stern-faced clients.
No.
Okie dokie.
No.
Gotcha, thanks.
Mm-mm.
Terrific, thanks for your time.
Let me say, maybe.
Well then, I'd just like to add that the spectrometer readout on the nickel-cadmium alloy mix indicates a good rich strobe and fade, decreasing incidence of wear to the pressure plate. If you could just...
Whoa, little fella, you're not speaking my language.
What my associate is trying to say is that our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it. Like, let's say you're driving along the road with your family, and you're driving along, la la la, woo, and then all of a sudden there's a truck tire in the middle of the road, and you hit the brakes.
Whoa, that was close.
Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it. Truck tire. I can't stop.
Tommy destroys the man's model
There's
car.
There's a cliff. And your family's screaming, oh, my God, we're burning alive. No, I can't feel my legs. In comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, oh, my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out. All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't...
Get out. Now.
Sir.
Do you validate?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Richard pulls into a gas station and heads inside, while Tommy goes to fill the car.
Hey, Chiefy, could you tell me how far it is to Davenport?
22 miles.
Okay, I can't find it on this map.
Well, get yourself a new map.
Tommy tries to back the car up, but he leaves the front door open, and he backs it into a pump, bending it open the wrong way.
Well, it's got to be on the map, Davenport, I mean, because you say it's 22 miles away. And you're really smart, yet it's not on the map.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Tommy struggles to shut the door. It won't close.
That's not the Illinois, which we're in, on the border of Iowa, which is where Davenport is, 22 miles away. You're in the wrong state. Get yourself a new map.
Oh. Well, that wasn't so hard, was it? Okay, how much are you for gas?
You didn't pump any.
What? Hey, why don't you pump any gas?
They're all out. They only got diesel. Better go to the next station.
Richard takes a moment to wipe a smudge off the door. He opens it. It falls off.
What'd you do?
A fun fair has been set up in the Callahan factory parking lot.
I'd just like to welcome you all to our annual Callahan employee night. I know it doesn't quite feel the same without Big Tom here, but we're still a family. So let's try and have some fun.
now. Is it true Tommy's on the road trying to save this place?
Tom's out there filling in for his dad until we get things settled here.
Are you kidding? That kid's one apple that fell way off the tree.
The workers glumly shuffle off.
Mommy, I want a popsicle.
Mommy, I want a popsicle. Ow! How that hurt.
You want to act like a baby, I'll treat you like one. Now, if you want to act like a big boy...
Off in the shadows, Beverly and Paul kiss passionately.
Bad mommy.
Don't call me that. It's creepy.
Come on. This is working out better than we planned. I thought it'd take a year to bleed him dry in a divorce settlement. Instead, the guy croaks. You own half the company.
Yeah, it's too bad he didn't leave me any cash. You talked to the banker?
Yeah, unfortunately, your stock isn't worth a diddle until they sell the place. But that moment is rapidly approaching.
Hi,
Grandpa.
Hi.
Mr. Rittenhour, is Tommy, you know, doing okay?
Well, sometimes it takes a little time for a salesman to find his style.
Think he's finding one?
I hope so. Hold on right there, honey. I'll see you, Michelle.
Okay, see you.
Michelle looks off and sees Beverly and Paul leave together, arm in arm.
See any McKeesport?
It's the next town. Tons of fun. It's got to be there. Okay, where's Moron? Okay, Moron's here, so McKeesport.
A deer walks into the road.
Yeah, look, Magellan. We're at this wrinkle here.
Richard tries to stop.
You saw what happened. There's nothing I could do, right?
Maybe if you didn't lean over to insult me, you would have seen it coming.
Shut up, Tommy. It's not my fault.
Poor little furry thing.
I've never seen one close up before.
What are we going to do? Can't just leave it here.
So they shove it into the back seat.
Oh, no. Loading it up took us over an hour. Now we only got 20 minutes before Brady Automotive closes.
Yeah, where are we going to take the deer?
I don't know. The vet?
You take dead animals to the vet?
Why not? Take you to the vet.
Yeah, I'll take you to the...
Got that?
Shut up.
He's just down the hall, sir. Last door on the left.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you hurry?
You know that thing in the back seat? It's not an air freshener. It's a dead, rotting deer carcass. We got to take care of it quick. Now, this is one of our oldest customers, so we should be in and out.
Hey, this sales thing isn't so easy. Can't just go in and out. Gotta finesse them a little bit.
Hey, by finesse, do you mean sputtering out sentence fragments and lighting things on fire?
No, but it's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult. Say, have you seen Richard anywhere? Because if you do, could you ask him, I mean, since he's so good, if he might want to try selling?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch and learn. Of course I understand what no means. But if I took no for an answer, I'd probably wind up on a street corner selling spicy hot dogs and wearing a funny hat, right? It makes sense, doesn't it?
Look, I've been doing business with Callahan since I hung out my shingle. But I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Mr. Brady, you and my dad go way back.
Son, I was sorry to hear about your dad. I was. But before I decide to keep my business with your place, I'd have to come by and have a look at your new operation.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What?
I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If I want you...
You have derailed.
Shut up, Richard.
Boy, I'm really at a loss for words here.
Forget it. I quit. I can't do this anymore, man. My head's about to explode. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. My dad just died. We just killed Bambi. And every time I drive down the road, I want to jerk the wheel into a bridge embankment.
Tommy gets a crazed look, messes his hair up, and glares at Mr. Brady.
We'll be in touch.
That night, as the two drive on toward Minneapolis...
That guy, might not call us.
Can't believe you called me a psycho.
Hey, were you in there just now? You are a psycho. Good God. And comb your hair.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say you did much better. Thought you were so cool. Watch and learn, he says.
Well, I was watching. Know what I saw?
They look back on the now revived deer.
It's alive! I think you tried to bite me!
Richard stops the car and they bolt out. They watch as the deer then proceeds to completely destroy Richard's car. It tears the convertible top, breaks the glass, and generally destroys the car before quietly taking off into the woods.
My car is completely destroyed.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome. But sorry about your car, man. It sucks.
Later, at the Deer Glen Motel, off to the side of the road.
We'll return to the Zielinski Family Theater after these messages.
Will you shut the window, Tommy? You're letting moths in.
No, it's hot in here.
Would you please just...
Shh, look, it's him.
America, if you need starters, spark plugs, ball joints, gaskets, camshafts, U-joints, or rocker arms, anything that can be screwed or glued to that car or truck of yours, come see old Ray. Hey, you want a guarantee? I got a guarantee stamped on every box.
He's got really weird hair.
The back of my neck. But more important is the guarantee that I make to the American worker. I want your truck to help you get the job done. I want your cruiser to get out there safely so you can clean up the streets. And I want your kids to be safe when you take them for a ride.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, son. The name's Zielinski. I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am. And that's who I care about.
Zielinski's the auto parts kid.
He seems like a nice guy.
This is the guy trying to buy the company, not to mention put you out in the street, and all you can say is, he seems like a nice guy.
He does.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Michelle, wow. I'm glad you called me back.
Yeah, things are going great.
I feel my first sale coming out real soon.
No. Yeah, he's here. He's just going over his car insurance forms.
Could we get any more moths in here?
Uh-huh. What? Oh, Richard's vacuuming. He's vacuuming. I don't know. I guess he's clean. Michelle, can I call you back in a few minutes? Thanks. I miss you. Bye.
Richard is vacuuming the moths.
You can't sleep with a window open. And I'm going to lay down some other rules, too.
What are you so mad about?
Are you nuts? Do you even have to ask? My car is destroyed. We haven't made one sale. Which means we only have to sell about a half a million brake pads in the next 10 days, or else the factory's going under. And the one guy that should care about all this, you, doesn't.
You know what, Richard? You don't know me as good as you think you do. I care about stuff. I'm getting better at this sales thing. Well, I'm not, but I could if you help me.
Forget it. I got enough to do without having to change your diapers.
Richard, is this your coat?
Don't do it.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Take it off. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
Richard's coat is torn in half. The two drive toward Duluth. No driver door, no top.
Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
This song sucks. Long
ago, talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. Love with you.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be gone.
Tears stream down their cheeks as they cry while singing along.
Baby, baby.
and then the hood pops up. Tommy swerves into oncoming traffic. Out of control, the car goes into a spin. Round and round it goes. And then comes out of it.
Oh, God.
It's a truck. The hood pops back up. Tommy swerves out of the way, then drives under a sign, which knocks the hood off. They come to a complete stop.
Hey, I was just thinking. When we stopped for gas this morning, I think it was you who put the oil in.
Hey, if you're gonna say I didn't put the right kind in, you're wrong. I used 10W30. And besides, motor oil would have nothing to do with this accident.
True, but you can't latch the hood too well if you don't take the can out, you no-selling waste of space. I swear to God, you're worthless.
I'm sorry about your car. But don't call me worthless. I'm trying my best. I'm not my dad.
That's right. You're not your dad. He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Ketchup popsicle?
Yeah. I learned everything I know from him. I didn't have a father, and he looked out for me. But you, he was your real dad, and you just took it for granted. Hey, I'm Big Tom's son. He'll fix everything, so I'm allowed to be a moron.
That's it! Get off! Get out of the car! It's go time, you and me!
Look, Mommy, the rhino's getting too close to the car.
Him too afraid to get out. He just a little guy.
That's it, big boy. I'm going to wail on you. You're going to regret volunteering for this job, Porky.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Papa Smurf.
You don't want none of me. Think it through.
Come on, give me your best shot. I'll give you a free one. Let me have it.
Richard takes a swing.
That's it? Come on, you can do better than that, can't you? Captain Limpress, try again.
Hey, everybody, is there a window open? I feel a draft.
If I wanted to kiss, I would have called your mother.
Come on.
Richard then uses a 2x4 across Tommy's face. He falls unconscious.
Hey, prehistoric forest.
Lunchtime at the Cluck Bucket.
I'm sorry.
Richard and Tommy sit silently across from each other. Tommy has a huge welt over one side of his face.
Richard, do I have a mark on my face? It really hurts.
Nope, nothing. I thought I hit you on the shoulder.
My shoulder doesn't hurt very much, but my face does. Right here. Not here or here so much, but right here.
Nope. Ship shape. Waitress, could I get that shrimp cocktail I saw in the glass case?
Yep. And you, what can I get? Jeez, what happened to your face?
I knew it. See, Richard. I'll have chicken wings.
Kitchen's closed until dinner. Just got cold stuff and desserts.
Boy, some chicken wings had really hit the spot. You sure it's closed?
Let me check. Yep, it's closed.
Okay. I'll just have a sugar packet or two. Hey, what's your name?
Helen.
That's nice. You look like a Helen.
Helen, we're both in sales. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. Let's say I go into some guy's office. Let's say he's even remotely interested in buying something. Well, then I get all excited. I'm like JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a pretty new pet. The pet is my possible sale. Oh, my pretty little pet. I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty. And then I take my naughty pet and I go.
Tommy destroys the roll he's playing with.
Oh! I killed it! I killed my sail!
That's when I blow it. That's when people like us have got to forge ahead, Helen. Am I right?
God, you're sick. Tell you what, I'll go turn the fryers back on and throw some wings in for you.
Hey, thanks, Helen. Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy.
Did that board of the head knock something loose?
What are you talking about?
That 180 you just pulled with the waitress. Why can't you sell like that?
I was just having fun. If we didn't get the wings, so what? We still got that meat lover's pizza in the trunk.
Hey, you got the wings because you were relaxed, so you had confidence. And that's what it takes to sell. Confidence. Your dad had that.
My dad was smart. I'm not.
Very true. But there's two types of smarts. Book smarts, which waved bye-bye to you long ago, and they're street smart, the ability to read people. And you know how to do that, just like your dad. He was the best at knowing what people wanted to hear and what people needed to hear. That's what selling is all about. In a way, these people are buying you, not just brake pads.
Hey, everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
Maybe you're right, Richard.
I think I am. Holy Lord, look at this guy. Caught him right after Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, nice, Richard.
God, I need a pooper scooper.
On to the next sale.
I like your line, I like your prices. But there's a problem. There's no guarantee on the box.
Heck, if something breaks down, you can call me, even if I'm home watching TV.
Callahan has guaranteed every part sold since 1925.
Maybe so, but it's not on the box. It should always be on the box, comforting you, calling out, I'm good, I'll never let you down, but if I do, I'm going to make things all better.
Our brake pads are made with a non-corrosive polyplated...
Son, if you're not talking about a guarantee, skip it. My customers need to see that little label looking them right in the eye.
Hey, you can get a good look at your butcher.
No. What?
Remember, chicken wings. Chicken wings?
All right, you want to talk about guarantees, then...
Fellas, you just ran out of time.
Chicken wings.
Let's think about this for a sec, Ted. Why would somebody put a guarantee on a box? Very interesting.
Go on, I'm listening.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee on a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
Richard motions to Tommy to change the subject.
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build model airplanes, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Hey, if you want me to take a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alice!
What?
Back at the Callahan estate.
He's made one deal, Paul. It's not the end of the world.
What would be good for us? We want to sell the factory. They're not going to sell the factory as long as Tommy keeps making sales.
Why don't you come to bed?
I got it. What does every factory need? Trucks. They make stuff. They've got to ship it. It's a must. See, it's all very simple, really. Stop the trucks. Stop Tommy Boy.
So that night, Paul drives out to the factory. He looks over the trucks, gets out, and takes a high-powered rifle from the trunk. A guard dog approaches. Lucky for Paul, the chain holds him back. Paul takes aim, but can't get off a good shot, so he climbs back into the car. He sets off the automatic seatbelt. His shot goes wild, bounces off a sign.
Not good.
It breaks the dog's chain. The dog leaps into Paul's car, attacking him. That night, the boys get a fancier hotel.
Come on, man. Let's at least take 5 minutes to celebrate our first victory.
Look, we got lucky. Don't jinx it. We only have a week left before the loan's due. Now, I've got to finish figuring out our trip tonight so we can jam out early.
Okay, I tell you what. You work out all the scientific stuff, I'll go out and get a pizza. The only thing I need to figure out is whether they get Chicago style or thin crust.
The salesman has left the building.
See you in a little bit.
Richard laughs to himself and puts his paperwork away for the night. He looks out the window and sees a girl by the pool.
Oh, mamacita.
Tommy walks past the girl.
Hi.
Hi.
Tommy, scram. Don't give her the weight room thing.
You know where the weight room is? I'll check it out.
Sorry.
Idiot. Oh, daddy-like. You get wet, honey. You deserve a swim. Now take off that itchy robe.
The girl takes off her robe. She's wearing only a bikini underneath. She dips her foot in the pool and looks around. Richard, of course, is staring.
Nobody's around. It's naughty time.
She sees no one around, so she starts undoing her top.
Oh, for the love of God, I've been patient. Please don't stop. You've been on the rug.
Oh, those are real.
No one's looking. Speaking of no one's looking.
She finishes removing her suit.
Bad girl.
I'm back.
Richard leaps under his covers.
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Geez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase? That's a mystery. Richard, were you watching Spanked Revision?
All right, then. Let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Later that night.
Big day tomorrow. Hope we can keep this momentum going.
Yep, that'd be good.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky?
Richard covers his face.
Sinner.
The two drive to see more clients. The car is now fairly jerry-rigged, so it can keep going. It has an accordion gate for a door.
Wow! Hey, boy, animal!
Yes, I'll buy.
Yes, I like what I hear.
Yes, sounds good. By the way, did you ever eat paint chips as a kid?
Tommy's so excited at another sale, he doesn't watch where he's going.
No! Son of a...
Gee,
I'm okay.
Next, they drive into Oshkosh.
1,000 units to Oshkosh? Tommy, that's fabulous. Your dad never sold 1,000 in Oshkosh. Not since I've been here. Things are going great.
On their way into Milwaukee, the guys pass a young woman hitchhiking with her dog. They drive back to pick her up. The plant starts grinding out the new brake pads. While driving to Kalamazoo, Richard hits it off with a hitchhiker, while Tommy manages to sleep through a drool shower from her dog. Outside Flint, Michigan, the two pull over.
Lord, I never had to tinkle so bad in all my life.
Richard starts slowly pulling away.
What the? Richard, you're all right! Stop the car! Son of a... What the hell's gotten into you?
The two finally make their way toward Detroit. Back at the plant, Paul sneaks into Michelle's office and uses her computer to screw up all the delivery orders.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ah, there you are. While I was waiting, I thought I'd make a couple calls. Okay, Mom, I'll call you later then. Bye-bye.
So what do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you that Tommy's been talking a lot about you. Recently, well, thought you might want to know that.
God, he's so sweet. You have no idea how much it means having you and your mom as family. Says the sweetest things about her.
Well, everything he does is sweet. So when does Sweetie get back?
This Friday, which is great because we're backed up on orders as it is. He's just turned into the selling machine.
Well, between that and the sweetness, I'd say hang on to it.
Paul's shirt gets sucked into the pneumatic tube system.
I gotta go.
At another motel.
Yes, sir, I can have that for you tomorrow. Well, that'd be great. Thank you, sir.
Ha-hoo! Yes!
Richard checks out his car, which has a new roof made from a tarp and some duct tape. He knocks on Tommy's door.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Could you come back in an hour?
Housekeeping, you want towel?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want rent for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Housekeeping, you want me give you French kiss?
What kind of hotel is this? The hell are...
Oh, it's you.
Good morning, sunshine. Hey, guess what? I just called Autotech, and they decided to make an order. So according to my calculations, that puts us over the mark.
We did it?
We did it.
Yes! Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Yikes.
Don't run away from your feelings.
Richard and Tommy Boy start on the drive back to Sandusky.
Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear, well, let me. At this moment, you mean everything. It's the end of the world.
They sing along to another song.
It's the end of the world.
They forget the words as they're singing along to the songs. Back at the factory.
Something went haywire down in shipping and receiving. Your shipments got screwed up in the computer. The wrong parts went to the wrong cities. Now all hell is broken loose.
I don't believe this.
Okay, so we call everyone and explain what happened.
Half the orders have already been canceled.
What?
They think it's an indication of how things work around here. The real problem is that we won't be able to make the payment to the bank.
This is like a bad Twilight Zone. I think I'm growing a tumor.
Look, we talked to the bank. Maybe they'll give us a break. Hell, we've been doing business with them for 23 years.
Tommy, it's all over. You made a valiant effort, but we're going to have to sell to Zelensky. I'm flying to Chicago to sign over the company.
What's going to happen to the factory?
He's going to shut it down. Zelensky doesn't care about our workers. He wants the Callahan name. That's all.
Did anyone see scanners?
The bottom line is, by 6 p.m. tomorrow, we'll all be unemployed.
Michelle packs up her office.
Don't say anything, okay? I know I've ruined your entire life and you hate me, so let me just pack my things and I'll go crawl into a dark hole for a few years.
Hi.
So do you hate me?
I just don't get it. I guaranteed overnight delivery. I mean, we've actually learned shipping addresses, didn't we?
Yes, and they were right when I put them into my computer, I swear.
How could... Oh, man, this was so big.
I know it was big, but it wasn't my fault.
Why can't you put your files in the file cabinets like everybody else, huh? I mean, maybe if you weren't such a rebel, you could avoid...
Well, don't worry, because I've quit, so you won't have to put up with anything anymore.
She runs out crying.
Hey, Michelle, wait. Come on, please.
Tommy almost goes after her, but stops. At the nearby airport.
Thanks. Have a good flight. May I help you?
Hi, I called about a ticket to Cuyahoga Falls. The name's Brock.
Right. That flight's going through Columbus. Let me just call that up for you.
Michelle looks around and sees Beverly and Paul in the terminal, kissing nearby.
Excuse me.
She runs to a payphone as she watches the two board a plane together.
Come on, come on, come on.
Hello, is Detective Dwayne Brock on duty today?
Later on, while driving around town,
This town doesn't even know it's about to hit it.
Fish in a barrel, my friend. Town's a fish, people are the barrel.
They pass a police car, which starts up after them.
What's wrong with you, Richard? You can't drink in a car. Don't you know we can get busted for that?
I'm sorry, I did not know that. But right now, we got a bigger problem.
That is?
Beer's coming back up.
Oh, Lord!
Tommy veers violently off the road as Richard throws up.
Here we go.
Cops, damn it, Richard. The whole car smells like beer. They're never going to believe I wasn't drinking. Hold on.
No, what are you doing?
I got an idea.
Tommy starts driving even more wildly.
What the hell?
When I stop the car, run out screaming.
No problem.
Trick my dad taught me.
He swerves onto a dirt road and stops the car.
Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Jamie, roll around on the ground!
Tommy and Richard run around, tearing their clothes off and swatting at the imaginary bugs.
Frank, I'm allergic to bees.
Me too.
They're huge and they're sting crazy.
We'll come back later and check on you.
Yeah, I don't want.
Save yourself.
Your firearms are useless again.
The cops drive off.
Holy shnikes, it worked.
I just barfed on an anthill. Cool.
Tommy looks up and sees a billboard for Zelensky Auto Parts Stores.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Ugh. Doesn't look like the answer. I don't remember eating that.
No, Zelensky. We go to Chicago. Tell him we're not for sale. He seems like a good guy on TV. He'll understand.
You are dreaming. You can't stop him. You lost your shares to the bank, remember?
What the hell? In less than 24 hours, I lose the factory anyway. So why not give it a shot?
Chicago?
Chicago.
They drive to the airport and park Richard's car right up on the curb.
Hey, you can't park here.
Keep it.
Hey, where are you going?
Leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Hi, Michelle. This is Tommy. Listen, I'm sorry about what I said. I was being an idiot. I want to apologize, cuz I didn't mean it. Anyway, Richard and I are going to Chicago to straighten things out.
The next flight to Chicago boards in 5 minutes, but I'm sorry, it's completely sold out. I can't put you on another one at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Lady, we really need to get to Chicago. It's an emergency. Is there anything you can do?
I can put you in at Salt Lake City by 4, and there's another flight.
I don't have time to go through another city. I need a direct flight to Chicago.
Oh, I can reserve you a flight coming back from Chicago at 5:55. Does that help?
Hi, I'm Earth. Have we met?
I don't think so.
So I'll talk to you later? Okay, bye.
No tickets to Chicago, not even standby.
There's got
to
be something we can do.
Two male flight attendants pass them.
You got any money? Because I got a plan.
Yikes.
They board the plane wearing those uniforms.
We're gonna get busted. Let's get out of here.
Too late. Hey, guess who's here? What are we serving tonight? Chicken or chicken?
What a nice surprise. They said we were gonna be shorthanded this leg. You two take coach. Oh, and could you handle the announcements?
Okie dokie. No problemo.
We're gonna know we're bogus.
Relax. You get on the horn. I'll throw some peanuts at him. We'll be in Chicago before you know it.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here. Exits! Okay, there's one back here. And there's probably one over by the wing somewhere, usually. And what about seat belts? To fasten. Take the little end and stick it in the big end, and you know what? If you guys don't know how to use a seatbelt, just ring your call button, and Tommy will come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer. Okay, and life preservers. These we may need. Although, what are the odds of us actually hitting a lake? My money says, if anything, it's going to be a mountain. To inflate, put it around your neck and yank down on the tail.
Tommy inflates his child-sized life vest, which starts strangling him.
Yeah,
breathe.
He swipes a pen from a passenger's pocket and stabs the vest so it will deflate.
He's a big dumb animal, isn't he, folks?
Folks, we're making our final approach into Chicago.
Ma'am, you still alive? Ma'am, there's a half-hour time limit. Oh, ay caramba.
Richard goes into the lavatory and comes out seconds later wearing his regular suit.
Okay, now, running out of time, so you can't go see Zelensky like that. Now go change. Go.
Tommy tries to change. First, he hangs up his garment bag, but it rips the coat hanger down. He goes to pick it up. He bops his head on the sink. He tries to remove his blazer and knocks the paper towel dispenser off the wall. Then the folding diaper changing table opens. Tommy tries to shut it, slamming it repeatedly. He finally gets a leg out of his pants and sticks it right into the toilet. He kicks the lid off, then the diaper table again. Finally, he just gets stuck in a corner, trying to force his way out. The passengers turn to look. Tommy finally starts getting his pants on, but he trips and hits the flush lever. His tie gets sucked into the toilet. He struggles, yanks it free, and flies out the door.
I'm okay. I'm fine now.
They get to Chicago and grab a cab. Tommy rubs a pine-scented car air freshener all over his body.
What are you doing?
I'm nervous, so I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, you're going to smell like a cab driver. Not to say that that's bad.
I want to be fresh for the meeting.
Well, you look good. Are you ready?
Ready or not, this is crunch time. 5:25, that's it!
The cab screeches to a halt.
Oh. Son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Whoa, look at this place.
They're outside one of the tallest buildings in Chicago.
Welcome to the pros.
No way, it's him!
It's Ray Zelensky.
There he is, my friend, the king himself.
Let's do it. It's go time.
Tommy gets stuck in the revolving door.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. You check the elevators. I'll check the bank.
Tommy runs into the bank. He looks around but can't see Zelensky among all the people.
Where is he? Where is he?
Listen up. This will only take a second.
Everyone drops to the ground, and all the security guards slide their guns over to Tommy's feet.
Oh, jeez.
He ducks past the security guards running into the bank.
Wow, what's going on out here?
Walk slow.
Okay, why?
Nothing.
Am I consorting with a known felon?
Shut up, Richard.
Hey, Mom, it's the guy who robbed the bank.
I didn't rob any bank.
Oh, yeah, right, like it was some other real fat guy with a tiny head.
I got a tiny head?
They get onto the elevator just after Zelensky.
Zelensky. Say something.
Mr. Zelensky, I'm Tommy Callahan, Big Tom Callahan's son.
Sorry to hear about your dad. He was a good man. Went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume there, kid.
Sir, it's a taxi cab air freshener.
Great, you've pinpointed it. Step two is washing it off.
Sir, what exactly happened here?
He came out of the shadows behind me. And after he hit me many, many times on the head with a hammer, I had to give him my gun. You know, I've got kids, huh?
So as more details emerge on this attempted bank robbery, Action 8 will be there.
But the Callahan factory's been in my family for 70 years. You can't just shut it down.
Son, you gotta look at it from my point of view. Callahan's a premium name. That's what I'm buying.
I can make the parts in one of my factories, put them in a Callahan box, and sell them in my stores at a premium price. Why keep your factory going when all I want's a damn box?
I'll tell you why, because there's a town involved here. Callahan Factory's the only thing keeping it alive.
Look, believe it or not, I'm providing a service. I'm thinning the corporate herd. You've seen that, Kari. The weaker animals always go. Sure, the kids cry when you tie old tiger to a tree and shoot them. But that's life. America's in a state of renewal. We gotta have the strength to tie a few factories to a tree and bash them with a shovel. Meanwhile, if I can grab your share of the market, put a little coin in my pocket by thinning the corporate herd, well, what the hell, know what I mean?
Boy, you sure are different than your TV commercials.
What the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public, all right?
They watch as the car next to them gets crash tested.
Yeah, I love that. Hell, folks, believe me when I tell them. We're not just building automotive components here. We're adding horsepower to American industry.
Zelensky turns on an engine. The fan almost blows Richard's toupee off.
You say one word to anyone and I will kill you. Do you understand me? It looks real.
Yeah, television's been good to me, son. I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am and that's who I care about. The truth is, I make car parts for the American working man because I'm a hell of a salesman and he doesn't know any better. Well, son, since you're no longer a shareholder, this is where I leave you. Don't feel bad. This chain of events was set in motion a long, long time ago. You and your bald-headed friend here, you did what you could. That's commendable. Marty, have security see these boys out. Mrs. Callahan.
Beverly and Paul are in the boardroom.
What's my family doing in there?
Outside Zelensky's building, Tommy and Richard sit on a bench, dejected.
I thought they were on my side.
They had a lot to gain if the factory was sold.
Boy, did I screw up. My so-called family deserted me. Michelle's mad at me. I lost the factory, the town's going under, and I'm out of a job.
And the bench collapses.
Could have done without that.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Richard helps Tommy up.
Boy, I sure let my dad down.
Hey, you tried as hard as you could. When we first started out, I thought you'd just walk through this like you walked through everything else, but you didn't. Your dad would have been proud of you. And you got a friend out of it. Now, I know it doesn't matter because you have so many, but I don't.
Thanks, man. Michelle!
Don't tell her about my hair.
Let it go.
God, I was worried I wouldn't find you.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I got your message. Okay, I was at the airport, I was going home, and I saw your stepbrother and your stepmother, and he was kissing her.
So?
With his tongue.
Oh!
She's not his mom, they're married. They were lying to your dad the whole time. My brother got his police report, see?
They lied to my dad?
They're con artists, they suckered him.
They lied to my dad.
Tommy looks at a nearby news van, then turns and watches a road worker lighting some road flares.
Richard, I'm going to need your watch. I've got a plan. Yikes.
The three of them walk slowly into the building. Two security guards step in the way.
Folks, Mr. Zelensky gave us specific instructions to bar you from the building.
Sorry, boys. Hopefully we'll just be in and out.
My God, he's wired.
And no cops. Wouldn't want things to get messy.
Tommy has flares strapped around him like sticks of dynamite. The guards let them through.
That was fun.
Now what?
Well, it's 6 o'clock. Time for the news. Excuse me, miss.
Oh, God.
Everyone drops to the floor again.
Done this before?
Thank you, Marty.
In the boardroom, Zelensky starts signing the papers.
My, your hands move quickly.
Only when I see something I want, Mrs. Callahan.
It just doesn't seem right.
Hi, got a second?
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, my God, we're going to die.
Tommy, what are you doing?
Hi, Ted, hi, Frank. Excuse me, Marty.
Okay, we're live.
Quitting time at the plant.
At the scene with the bomber.
This is Nicole Taylor in
hey, look,
Chicago.
I'm it's Tommy.
A young man who says he strapped a bomb.
Nicole, I've got something to say. Please.
May I? Hi, this is Tommy Callahan here with Mr. Ray Zelensky, American Auto Parts King.
Honey, look at this human bomb on the news.
I buy brake pads off him. I thought we were watching cartoons.
Mr. Zelinsky, for years you've been putting ads on TV, and they always end up with you saying, I make car parts for... How does it go?
I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am, and that's who I care about.
That's why I'm here, Ray. You see, back in Sandusky, Ohio, there are 300 American workers at Callahan Auto. We make the best parts money can buy. And right now, those workers are in danger of losing their jobs.
And they're praying that somebody's going to step up and help them.
Is that why you strapped a bomb to your chest?
Oh, this isn't a bomb. These are road flares.
Road flares? Did you live under power lines as a kid or something?
Why?
You guys want this or American Gladiators?
Anyway.
Gladiators.
So do you think Zelinsky Industries can help these folks?
I'll be happy to look into it.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking my head up a bull, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Am I just severely wasted, or does Tommy look bloated?
No, it's TV, man. Camera adds a couple hundred pounds.
Ray, we're not looking for a handout here. I'm offering you a great deal. This is an order for 500,000 Callahan brake pads to be sold in your stores. Made by the American working man, for the American working man.
Well, absolutely. It would be my great pleasure. I mean, what have I got to lose? A great American product, right?
I don't believe it. Tommy just sold 500,000 brake pads.
Tommy just sold 500,000 brake pads!
Everyone at the factory goes nuts.
What difference does it make? The company's going to be mine in 10 minutes anyway, right?
Mr. Zelinsky, thank you.
Thank you, Tommy boy, and thank you. And remember, you can pick up these great brake pads from Callahan Auto. All my Zelinsky Auto Parts outlets all over North America.
For the moment, it looks like a tragedy has been averted and a town has been saved. For Action News, I'm Nicole Taylor, reporting live.
Okay, we're out of here.
Wait a minute, fat boy. You lost your shares to the bank. You don't even have a right to be here.
Gee, funny you should bring that up. Because I'm not sure that you have the right to be here.
What have we got here? Oh, my God, it's a police report.
What's all this about?
Let's see. Paul Barish, married May 1993 to Beverly Barish, a.k.a. Beverly Burns. Richard, how could Beverly be married to Paul and my dad at the same time? Interesting.
Yes, provocative.
What I think it means is your marriage to my dad was never legal.
Which also means that Beverly's shares still belong to Tommy. Isn't that right, Mr. Rittenhour?
Yes, I believe that's right, Mr. Riley.
I'd say that's right, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me guess, you're not going to be selling me the company now, are you, Tommy boy?
No, sir.
Ray, I have no idea what they're talking about.
That's it.
I'm not going to take this.
Uh-uh. It's not over yet, Lee Harvey.
Let's see. Warrants outstanding. New Mexico. Mail fraud. Colorado. Wire fraud. And coming soon to Ohio, computer fraud.
Paul runs for it.
Get him!
Don't let him leave the complex, Marty.
Paul makes it into the testing area.
Hey, you forgot your wife!
He trips and lands on the hood of a test car, which takes off down the track.
Not good.
A tech pulls the brake. The car stops and Paul lands on a testing seat. Then some sandbags are dropped, landing right on his crotch.
Oof.
That will ruin his weekend.
Well, kid, you threw one by me. Savor the flavor, because it sure as hell won't happen again. In the meantime, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Marty, cut a check to Callahan Auto for those brake pads.
Yes, sir.
You. All this excitement around here, I kind of got a little hungry. Want to step over to my club and we'll grab something to eat?
Beverly watches as Paul is led away by the police.
Thank you. I'd like that.
Good. Marty, find out where the police will be taking him. Send over a bottle of bubbly with a bucket of ice in a card. Have it say, tough break, get drunk on me. Use the bucket to ice down your marbles. Yours, Z.
Well, Mr. Callahan, looks like we're back in business.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rittenhour.
That's great, Tommy.
That's great, Tommy.
Thanks.
Way to go, Tommy Callahan.
Michelle reaches up and kisses Tommy boy.
Ugh, that was pathetic.
Shut up, Richard.
It's a very proud day for me. I want to introduce you to the new president of Callahan Auto, Tom Callahan Jr.
At the factory, Tommy waves to the workers and tentatively steps up.
Tommy, will you say something?
Well, ever since I was a kid, you people have been like a family to me. Lewis, we built our first fort together. And Danny, remember when we used to burn ants with a magnifying glass? RT, I lost my virginity to your daughter, for crying out loud. Rob, you were there.
Rob quickly walks away from RT.
Anyway, I just want you to know that as long as I'm around, I'm going to bust my butt and make sure that every last one of you always has a job right here at Callahan.
Everyone applauds. Both Michelle and Richard give Tommy thumbs up. Tommy gestures to Richard, reminding him about his hairpiece. Tommy sits in his boat by himself on the lake.
Dad, got a little problem here. I've been stuck out here for an hour with no wind again. I'm supposed to be at Michelle's for dinner. So if you could give me a little help, I'd appreciate it. If not, don't worry about it. I'm trying to do everything I think you'd be doing. And so far, it's going pretty good. I just want to tell you that I still love you, and I sure miss you a lot.
Suddenly, the wind starts to pick up.
Hey! Thanks, Dad!
The sail swings around.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
And clips Tommy in the head.